Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1694, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome back to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. That's where I go into a lot more details about all that stuff. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short so we can get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Caitlin writes, "Hi there, Dr. Neil. I really identified with episode 1663. I have a very long history with dieting. My weight remains one of my only emotional triggers, but it's a big one. It was nice to feel seen and understood with episode 1663, but I felt so hopeless by the end. It felt like the answer was left at just give up. How do we develop healthy body acceptance and lose weight while rejecting diet culture and never dieting again? Thank you." Hi, Caitlin. I'm so glad you took the time to express your response to episode 1663. The last thing I would ever want is for someone to feel hopeless after listening to this podcast. That's pretty much the opposite of my intention and truly breaks my heart. So I'll start by addressing your last question. You asked about whether it's possible to accept yourself as you are and at the same time set weight loss goals. That sounds counterintuitive, right? I think by responding to this last question, it's going to help answer your other questions at the same time. Now, I'll actually quote something that regular contributor Rachel Trotta said in episode 1688. She said that when it comes to weight loss and dieting, it seems to promote black and white thinking. So if you love and accept yourself, you cannot possibly want a diet. But as Rachel mentioned, it goes beyond that. There is a gray area in between. I think where it can get confusing is this idea of a time aspect. Let me explain. Someone can accept who they are and love themselves as they are right now, in the present moment. But accepting and loving oneself right now does not mean we are necessarily perfect the way we are. That there isn't some room for improvement, basically. Everyone can find something about themselves they can improve. It may be something like becoming a better listener and not interrupting others as much, or being better about connecting with friends and family, or being more present and spending less time on the phone, and so on. Just because there are areas of our lives that we can improve upon, it doesn't mean we are flawed in some way. We are still good, caring, compassionate, and loving people. We're just imperfect, and it's okay to be imperfect. But it doesn't mean that we can't strive to be better at the same time. I think it's best if I use an example. Let's completely remove weight loss and health habits from the equation. Instead, let's use our careers or our jobs as an example. Say you were supervising an employee. You really like this person personally and professionally. They work well with others. They are responsible. They meet deadlines. The quality of work they turn in is excellent. They are basically a dream employee. But there is one issue you have with them. They aren't very good at making presentations. But giving presentations is an important part of their job description. So it's important that they improve these skills. Now, they are still an amazing employee. The fact that they can improve their presentation skills doesn't change that. It's just, if they could improve this skill, they would be an even better employee. Weight management is similar. You are still a good person. There's just one area of your life you would like to change. Now, what's the best way to go about it? In episode 1663, the guest author from Jesse Nealon's blog, Stephanie Bonastia, didn't mention whether her client Anna was successful with her weight loss. But what we know from many, many published studies is that weight loss and maintaining that weight loss is possible. The trick is to find an eating plan that suits you and your lifestyle. There are so many eating plans out there that all claim to help with weight loss. The real question is, which one will stick? Well, let's go back to my example of an amazing employee that could use a bit of improvement in their presentation skills. Let's say, as their supervisor, you suggest to them that they find a way to improve these skills. But they're overwhelmed by all the options. They could watch YouTube videos, they could join a group like Toastmasters, which helps improve public speaking skills, they could enroll in a local class, they could join an improv group, so many options. As their supervisor and someone that cares about their success, what should we say? Well, we'd probably encourage them to find something that suits their life. Which option would best fit in with their schedule and at the same time be most likely to work, you know, to actually improve their presentation skills? The employee may say something like, well, I know if I watch YouTube videos, I'll end up getting distracted. Plus, there's no immediate accountability. But if I enroll in a class, I'll be forced to complete assignments, which will help me practice my presentation skills. Well, if that's what they say, then that's where they should start. The same approach can be used for health behaviors too. When we're thinking of which meal plan to follow to help with weight loss, for example, there are so many options. But the best place to start is to think about how you're eating now and where we can make substitutions. So instead of a complete diet overhaul or adhering to some really restrictive diet, it may be more about swapping a processed food here and there with a fruit or vegetable. Over time, this can start to make a significant impact. Basically, what fits your lifestyle? Removing a bunch of foods or adding in more nutritious whole foods? These same rules apply for adding in physical activity. You have to ask yourself, are you someone that likes the gym environment, or would you prefer to work out in the comfort of your home? Or are you more likely to work out if you're paying a monthly membership fee for a trainer? These are the ways to determine which path will most likely lead to consistency and ultimately long-term success. The bottom line is, I hope you don't feel hopeless, but you can strive to improve and yet at the same time, love yourself. Thank you again so much for the question, Caitlin. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. So if you want to send in a question and make me happy at the same time, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played right on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.